A gunman entered a business in Orlando, Florida today and killed five people, four men and one woman. The business makes awnings for recreational vehicles. Police received the call around 8 this morning. Renata Sago from member station WMFE reports.
Officials say 45-year-old John Newman Jr. walked into Fiamma Incorporated in Northeast Orlando with a semi-automatic pistol and a hunting knife. He shot five co-workers in different parts of the large industrial building. Then he turned the gun on himself before law enforcement made it inside. There were seven employees on site who were not injured. Law enforcement officials described what happened as workplace violence caused by a disgruntled employee. Newman had been fired in April, and back in 2014, he'd been involved in a complaint that he battered an employee, Orange County Sheriff Jerry Demings.
We have information that at least one of them he had a negative relationship with, but he was certainly singling out the individuals that he shot.
Several law enforcement agencies are still investigating the incident, including the FBI. They are ruling the incident out as terrorism. What is known about Newman's past is that he was a veteran who'd been discharged in 1999. He'd been formally charged for possession of marijuana, a DUI, and a misdemeanor battery. Todd Bluewater owns a company inside the Fiamma building. He knew the men and women who were shot.
They're all just good people, and that's really all I can say about them. I have no clue why this has transpired.
This incident happened 1 week after a gunman entered Orlando International Airport, causing it to be evacuated and delaying flights. It is also 1 week before the anniversary of the shooting at the Pulse nightclub that left 50 people dead and dozens wounded. For NPR News, I'm Renata Sago in Orlando.